wrapped in a Snuggie. I like to binge on reruns of The Golden Girls all by myself. Except I'm not really alone. Every few minutes, my TV beams out a report about what's on my screen to Samsung, the company that made it. Chances are your TV is watching you, too. Ever wonder why TVs are getting so cheap? Manufacturing efficiency plays a role, but it's also because TVs have joined the ranks of websites, apps, and credit cards in the lucrative business of sharing your information. Americans spend an average of 3.5 hours in front of a TV each day, according to eMarketer. Your TV records may not contain sensitive financial data, but that history is a window to your interests, joys, and embarrassments. And marketers are grabbing it because, legally speaking, we gave our permission when we set up our internet-connected smart TVs. The TV makers sell this information to data brokers, who in turn sell it to advertisers and media companies, who are now able to link up what you watch with what you do on your phone, tablet, and laptop, even with what you buy in stores. Marketers can then retarget ads you see on TV to your computer and phone. They can measure how many people bought their product after seeing their ad. I ran an experiment on my own Samsung TV, as well as new models from Samsung, TCL Roku TV, Vizio, and LG. I set up each, as most people do, by tapping OK with the remote to each on-screen prompt. Then, using special software from Princeton University, I watched how each model transmitted data. What I found? Some TVs record and send out everything that crosses the pixels on your screen. It's not always you they're after, but your behaviors help create aggregated statistical models of people who act or watch TV the way you do. Still, you might find it unnerving. When I set up my TV, I didn't realize I could say no to any of this. You can change your settings after the fact if you're prepared to hunt around in out-of-the-way menus such as terms and policies, but it may be worth the hunt.